This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. More money is coming in for the fight over flavored tobacco in Denver. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Denver City Council passed a ban on flavored tobacco last year. Then opponents of that move, including vape shops and the tobacco industry, successfully gathered enough signatures to put the issue on the ballot. Both sides have raised hundreds of thousands of dollars. That includes about $73,000 from Michael Bloomberg, the former New York City mayor, who's financially backed anti-tobacco efforts. Voters will decide in November. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Breckenridge is the latest place in the state and the first resort town to be listed as an official Dark Sky community. Michael Reimer is a program director with Dark Sky International, the nonprofit that awards the designations.
People already go to Breckenridge to ski, but no matter what night of, you know, the year it is, whether it be ski season or summertime, the night sky is going to be there and we got to protect it. So I think places like Breckenridge take that to heart and know that they're going to try to kind of market themselves as a leader in protecting the night sky.
The certification is awarded to places that have put in place significant measures to reduce their light pollution. A big increase in apartment construction in Colorado appears likely. New data from the Census Bureau shows builders got permits in the state for more than 7,000 new multifamily units so far this year. That's a 24% increase over the same period last year. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.